in the Source family. Songs from the Source, music of from 1973, calling themselves Children of the Sixth Root Race. As you might know, they kept changing the name of their musical projects, Yehoah 13, Yodship, and so forth. I think this is just something that they put together and never released. Children of the Sixth Root Race, Songs from the Source, released in 2008 by Drag City. So, get out your Father Yod headbands and do some edibles, and we'll listen to as much as we can until the top of the hour. This is WFMU East Orange, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Great. Okay, that's it for me. See you next week. Take care.
Didn't know.
So I ran away from home, 'cause I felt so alone.
Okay, we're having a little technical difficulty. Just hang on, I'll be with you in just a moment. Wouldn't you know it? There's all kinds of problems here. Let's try to get this going. Sorry about that. No. Okay.
Thank you. Some men are good at hunting quail. Some like to sail, while others like to box. Some men prefer to surf, still others like the turf, and lose a lot of money on the jocks. Some men say judo is their dish, while others fish where a mountain water swirls. But let a girl appear, he'll pursue her and run his fingers through her curls. Hell, that's the way it's been since the world began. The favorite sport of man is girls. Some men like swimming in the sea, some water ski, while others like to fence. Developing physique, some climb a mountain peak and rough it in those little canvas tents. To some, a parachute's the thing. He pulls a string as down to earth he hurls. But let a doll appear, he'll pursue her and run his fingers through her curls. Hell, that's the way it's been since the world began. The favorite sport of man is girls. Girls. We'll be right back.
You are tuned to Morricone Island on WFMU. I'm your host, Devin Levins, every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. playing the soundtrack hits. This week is no exception. We have our part two to what's shaping up to be a month of music for the centennial of Henry Mancini's birthday, born April 16th, 1924. Last week, we featured some of his early work, much of it uncredited initially. Like, he worked on hundreds of films at Universal before going off on his own in 1958, initially working on Abbott and Costello Meet Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, Creature from the Black Lagoon, Island Earth, but left in 58 after he was nominated for a score for the Glenn Miller story, and went quickly thereon to score Touch of Evil for Orson Welles, which is just a high point of his career, kicking it off right off the bat. We focused on the music from 1953 to 63. Was thinking I could get through another decade's worth of my favorite highlights of his work, and, 64 to 74, but I think we're going to fall off around 70, 71, but we're going to see what we can do and squeeze in this hour. And of course, we're referring to Henry Mancini, the prolific American composer, born in Cleveland, grew up in the Pittsburgh area, and then, of course, after World War II, ended up in Hollywood with nearly 250 film credits to his name, and many of those uncredited initially when he worked as a ghostwriter at Universal International. But he recorded 85 albums, and most of them for RCA Victor. Received 70 Grammy nominations, won 20 awards. One of his best-known songs, of course, Moon River from 61, Breakfast at Tiffany's, and Charade, The Pink Panther, Days of Wine and Roses. And a lot of work for TV as well. Peter Gunn, What's Happening, Remington Steele. I mean, it's all over the place. But both of his parents were immigrants from Italy. His father was a steel worker, amateur flautist. And in high school, Mancini became interested in classical music and studied briefly at Carnegie Institute of Technology, now Carnegie Mellon in Pittsburgh. He transferred to Juilliard, but never finished there, and then was drafted in World War II. And befriended there many of Glenn Miller's Army Air Corps band, and after the war, got a job with them. He eventually became a staff composer for Universal International in the 50s, as we mentioned, and his wife Jenny, who he married in 1947, was a prolific vocalist and a member of the vocal group, the Mellow Larks, and he had three children, and passed away at the age of 70 in Los Angeles, on June 14th, 1994. So we kicked off the set with a big one, A Shot in the Dark, the main title from 64, comedy directed by Blake Edwards. Who else? Produced as a standalone sequel to The Pink Panther, the second installment of the series. Peter Sellers reprises his role as Inspector Clouseau and includes one of the legendary Pink Panther animated opening sequences. And the title song actually is The Shadows of Paris, not what we heard and what's probably most famous. That's a vocal track with Gina Carroll, Decca recording artist at the time. After that, the title track Dear Heart from 64 stars Glenn Ford, Geraldine Page, known more for the song than the actual film. Warner Brothers was uncertain about releasing it, and Mancini, who had a 50% interest in the theme song, had asked the head of the studio, Jack Warner, to release it so he could qualify for the 65 Academy Awards, and was actually nominated. Maybe most famous version of it is Andy Williams singing, but Sinatra recorded it, Jack Jones, Al Martino, Bobby Darin. Then after that, Man's Favorite Sport and Margaret Sings from 1964, a comedy starring Rock Hudson and Paula Prentiss, Howard Hawks film, as intended as an homage to his own 1938 Bringing Up Baby with Katharine Hepburn and Cary Grant. We tried to get them to reprise their roles, but that didn't happen. Then the dance medley, just the first portion of it from Mancini's The Great Race, 65, slapstick comedy. What else? All of these are that. Jack Lemmon, Tony Curtis, Natalie Wood, another Blake Edwards film, young Peter Falk, Keenan Wynn, inspired by the 1908 New York to Paris race. And then quite possibly my favorite, or close to top two or three, of Mancini's themes, Arabesque from 66, comedy thriller spy film, Stanley Donen, starring Gregory Peck and Sophia Loren, the sequel to Charade from 63, similarly referred to as Hitchcockian, and that Shelly Man on drums relates to a professor expert in Arabic hieroglyphics and is sort of hired to infiltrate an organization in a plot against the prime minister of a Mideastern country, a spy espionage type film. In the background, The Good, the Bad, the Ugly, what Henry Mancini's, the big Latin band of Henry Mancini from 68, where he reinterpreted a couple of Ennio Morricone songs, amongst many others. Of course, the 66 Sergio Leone, Clint Eastwood hit. So not only did he record his own music, he loved to rearrange and reinterpret some of his favorite music of other composers and the hits of the time. Maybe we'll do a show relating to that at some point. So moving things right along as quickly as possible. Mugen's from Moment to Moment from 1966. Neo-noir thriller directed by Marvin Leroy. Stars Jean Seberg. We'll be back here on WFMU Morricone Island's series of Henry Mancini Centennial tribute shows. WFMU Morricone Island's centennial tribute to Henry Mancini, whose 100th birthday would have been 2 weeks ago today. And this is our second in a series. I don't know, a few more are likely planned in upcoming weeks. But we kicked that set off with Mogens from Moment to Moment, 66 neo-noir, directed by Mervyn LeRoy, a John Seberg film, where she lives in the French Riviera with her psychiatrist husband and son, and strikes up an affair with an American Navy guy. Then after that, Wine and Women from What Did You Do in the War, Daddy, from 66, a comedy, another directed by Blake Edwards. And that one stars James Coburn and Dick Shawn. World War II story, Italian village agrees to surrender to the Allies, only if it's allowed to organize a festival while giving aerial reconnaissance the false impression of ground fighting. Then the main title from Wait Until Dark from 67, psychological thriller directed by Terrence Young, that put out from Film Score Monthly, not RCA Victor, more recently, obviously based on a 66 play. It stars Audrey Hepburn as a blind woman, Alan Arkin as a violent criminal. Hepburn was nominated for Best Actress that year. Mancini was pulled in since he had scored her other films, A Breakfast at Tiffany's and Two for the Road. The score is notable for use of the two pianos. They're tuned a quarter tone apart. Wrong notes, you know, in quotes. It's about a recently blinded woman, played by Hepburn, who she's just terrorized by a group of criminals while they're looking for a heroin stuffed doll they believe is in her apartment. Then we heard The Monkey Farm from Gun, number one, 1967. Neo-noir mystery, again directed by Blake Edwards, starring Craig Stevens, based on the TV series Peter Gunn. They're hoping to do a reboot of a series of films that never really happened. And Stevens was the only regular cast member from the series to reappear for this. They wanted Mancini back based on the TV theme that he wrote, and he noted that it is one of the more difficult scores to do because in the 6 years that has since passed, jazz was no longer the primary form of music being heard in film, and had to sort of rework and go back to things that he had not visited for quite a while. Shelly Mann on drums as well, Larry Bunker on vibes, In the background, another one of these Morricone reinterpretations by Henry Mancini on that big Latin band of Henry Mancini from 68, A Fistful of Dollars. So next up, we're going to hear Chicken Pox, kind of a great variation of the main theme from Two for the Road from 67, rom-com, directed and produced by Stanley Donen, Audrey Hepburn and Albert Finney in that married couple. Reflect on their relationship on a road trip from England to the French Riviera. The unusual case where Audrey Hepburn had actually called Mancini and asked him to write the score. The actor asking instead of the director. The theme song he wrote for Donen. Donen had rejected, saying he wanted a road song, not a love song. And Mancini wrote a new one that had more notes and more underlying pull and tension to it. The new theme became one of Mancini's personal favorites. The violin solo that appears on the soundtrack is Stefan Grappelli. It's been covered by, you know, virtually everybody. Andy Williams and Peggy Lee, Pat Metheny, Dave Grusin. So we'll go on from there. The Party, a couple of tracks from The Party in this next set. Me, Natalie, and Gailey Gailey. Here on WFMU, Morricone Island, or rather Mancini Island, as our Henry Mancini centennial birthday tribute continues.
Thank you.
Marconi Island's Henry Mancini Centennial Birthday Tribute continues here. We kick that set off with Chickenpox from Two for the Road from 1967, the variation of the main theme for director-producer Stanley Donen. That's Audrey Hepburn and Albert Finney in that one. And then we are Two from the Party, the instrumental main theme with sitar and tabla, Bill Plummer on sitar and Milt Holland on tabla, Plas Johnson on tenor sax, Larry Bunker vibes, Ray Brown bass, Shelly Mann drums, Jack Sheldon flugelhorn, Jimmy Rowles piano, might as well just say Ronnie Lang flute. And then also the track Wiggy, also from The Party, which is a comedy, Blake Edwards, as always, with Peter Sellers and Claudine Longier, with Sellers doing his improvisational fish out of water type acting as a Indian actor who gets accidentally invited to a lavish Hollywood dinner party. Inspiration from Jacques Tati films like Playtime and My Uncle. There's actually a track, Nothing to Lose, that Mancini wrote to be performed on screen by Claudine Lange. We went for different tracks. Then we heard The Benchwarmer from Me, Natalie from 69. That's directed by Fred Coe, comedy drama about a young woman from Brooklyn who moved to Greenwich Village and finds romance with a painter. And then lastly, The Tango I Save for You from Gailey Gailey, also 69, released in the UK as Chicago, Chicago. It's a comedy, Norman Jewison, a fictionalized adaptation of the 63 memoir of Ben Hecht. It stars Bo Bridges. In the background, Once Upon a Time in the West, reinterpreted by Henry Mancini on Cinema Italiano from 1991, a different comp of the Sergio Leone Morricone spaghetti western film from 68. So we're going to squeeze as much as we can in here at the end, starting with the end theme from Mancini's The Molly Maguire since 1970. Martin Ritt directed, Sean Connery and Richard Harris starring film, sort of a historical drama set in the late 19th century Pennsylvania about an undercover detective sent into the coal mining community there and exposes the secret society of Irish American miners there. Charles Strauss, the Broadway musical composer and lyricist, like Bye Bye Birdie and Annie, originally wrote for it and it was rejected, and Mancini was brought in to save the day. And then two we're going to hear from Sunflower, End Titles and Giovanna, 1970 Vittorio De Sica film. It's co-production between U.S., Italy, France, and the Soviet Union. Sophia Loren and Marcello Mastroianni. Then we're going to hear great track, Pineapple Pirates from the Hawaiians from 1970, another historical epic. It's based on the novel Hawaii by James Michener, starring Charlton Heston and an ensemble cast there. A lot of Wrecking Crew types in the band for that, most notably Emil Richards. Then we're going to hear, with any luck, Gypsy Violin, also from 1970, a romantic musical spy film. Blake Edwards wrote that and directed, starring Julie Andrews, Rock Hudson. And then The Night Visitor, with any luck, will end the track Killing Brit from 71, Swedish psychological thriller, starring Max von Sydow and Liv Ullmann, directed by Laszlo Benedek. And the music arranged for synth. Yes, Mancini starts messing with the synthesizer around this time. 12 woodwinds, organ, 2 pianos, 2 harpsichords, with one of the harpsichords tuned a quarter tone flat. And that should do it here on Morricone Island, WFMU. And I suspect there's a third and possibly a fourth episode to come in upcoming weeks. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, broadcasting at 91.9 FM in New York City and Rockland County, and online at WFMU.org.